months ago. Why did that happen then as well?
Well,
right.
I should say, when you tell you why I think it happened, I took office January 1, 2017, and I did not know the statute that said not to acknowledge that if taxes were not paid. So when it was presented to me from the assessor's office that this is the parcel, then I just went forward because I had a tax sale and started in the certified notice process.
Yeah, I didn't mean from your office necessarily.
Oh, okay.
My underlying comment still stands.
So how we move the needle, what do we do from here? We meet with stakeholders, if there's even interest in the commission to do this. We would meet with Mona and with Susan. Is that something that Mr. Fingenbinder needs to be a part of as well? Is that something just us needs to be a part of?
I think I understand the position of the proposal.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just
reiterate
my position.
How do you guys want to move forward? Is this something you want to look at and talk with them about, see if there's a path moving forward? Is this something that we want to stop here? Or what were your guys' thoughts?
I think
we've got another SID that involves, it's in the same situation, sort of. And I don't know if someone would come in and do replat and put in different LLC names and do the same thing there. I don't know what, but there's so many court cases going on against it.
What SID is that?
Threats in Commerce Park. A lot of open land, a lot of.
Again, I think.
Done the same way.
I think the one key difference, and I could be wrong on this, is it shouldn't have gotten to this point, but it did get to this point, so now we have the option to deal with it. Is that. Mr. Elliott, is that right?
I mean. I've never been of the belief that it can hurt anything by discussing.
Yeah.
And that's something that we can talk about is, you know, is the broader impact, is there, you know.
And I'd like to see how long the SID, I know how long one lasts. I know when this one's supposed to go off and you can get an extension, but there's questions on that you'd know much more about, is what does happen then? Who forgives? But the taxes are going to remain on the books against the, so there's a, and I don't know that this has ever happened because, I don't know, was it 2003 or something when they got the laws passed to start all of this? And there's just quite a few questions in that. Like you're saying, it won't be developed, but the taxes are owed there, they're going to continue, so, what, does the court make that decision if there's no law on it at this point?
Yeah, we can.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's one of the reasons why it makes sense for us to discuss.
Okay.
I'm all for moving forward and seeing if we can have some discussion and try to, if there's a way to resolve it, we need to resolve it.
Sounds to me like we'll probably put on the agenda to have legal discussion.
Okay.
And then. Nikki's not here. I'm assuming Nikki will probably reach out to you.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So I see it now. It's way down.
We got the recycle center in the agreement.
Mona.
I need a 5-minute recess, please. Let's do a 5-minute recess. This was a 2,000 issued in November.